Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, veg-embracing viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 13 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghuo Cable TV, Yongzhaile Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 103 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Tinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Pakistan awards its highest civilian honor to the Chinese ambassador to its nation. In cultural news, 6 Iranian monuments are to receive World Heritage listing. In education news, 34,000 primary and secondary school students in Rwanda receive free education materials from an international nonprofit. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 4th, is Sri Lanka's National Day, celebrating its independence gained in 1948. Located in southern Asia, Sri Lanka is a land of immense beauty and has an abundant biodiversity. It is the world's largest producer of black tea and cinnamon. Sri Lanka has a rich cultural heritage, with Buddhism having been introduced in 3rd century BC. Dance is a very important art form, with the vibrant Kandayan genre considered to be the classical dance of this nation. There are 7 United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, World Heritage Sites in Sri Lanka, including the Sinaraja Forest Reserve and the Golden Temple of Dambulla. We wish the spiritual citizens of Sri Lanka have a splendid National Day.
Fly-in News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News from USA. From the Midwestern states through Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Ohio, ice storms left more than 1 million residents shivering in the cold as dozens of lives were lost in the storm's wake. Supreme Master Ching Hai frequently asks for updates and assessments when such events occur. With Master's permission, we would like to share with viewers the following report made by our association's relief team from the Midwest, USA, with more details on the post-storm situation.
February 2nd, 2009. Most beloved Master, regarding storms in Midwest, USA. Since January 26, extremely severe ice storms have covered several states in the US from the Ozarks through Appalachia, where many of the country's poorest live. Without electricity, they cannot access water or heat. Because of the storm, 42 people have perished, with 11 in Kentucky, and hundreds of thousands of people had to go to crowded shelters due to no electricity from downed power lines. Emergency crews have come in from around the country, and the government has shipped in generators to hospitals, nursing homes, and water treatment plants. But as of today, an estimated 300,000 are still without electricity in Kentucky, Missouri, Arkansas, Ohio, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and West Virginia. The National Guard was called in to assist, but they have no power source to clear fallen trees. People in the rural areas are thus unable to leave. Residents are melting snow and carrying it in buckets to bring drinking water for their dogs and horses and to meet basic daily needs. Due to these severe storms in Midwest, we received an urgent message from a fire department in the state of Tennessee asking us to help 8,000 people there who are without electricity. Although the temperatures have warmed up today to 30 to 40 degrees Fahrenheit, a new winter storm is developing. We have a small fund and we are preparing relief items to bring to the victims and will keep Master informed of our progress. Thanking Master for your immense love. Disaster Relief Team in the Midwest.
Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately pledged a $30,000 donation along with a request to our association members saying, please ask neighboring centers if they can help to join hands quickly. Thank you in advance.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for allowing us to share this information with our viewers who may be concerned about the storm affected in this case. We also thank our association's foreign group for their timely report. Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey her gratitude to the government and emergency crew for all their swift aid and joins our prayers for the protection of those storm victims who have yet to be reached, as we also send thanks and wish Godspeed to all emergency personnel assisting in areas of need. We are grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's timely aid and warm love for the Americans. For the sake of all lives, may severe weather events such as these be eased through our gentler care of the earth.
Europe affected by heavy snowfall. As Britain reported the heaviest snowstorm in 18 years, other European countries such as France, Spain, Belgium, and Italy were also affected, with at least 5 people who lost their lives and several injured due to the adverse conditions. In Italy's Calabria region, 500 people were evacuated, while several countries reported school and airport closures, as well as interruption of rail and public transportation. We pray for the safety and quick return to normalcy of all those affected by this extreme weather event. Let us strive to minimize unfavorable conditions such as these through our greater thoughtfulness in caring for the environment.
Solomon Islands afflicted by floods. Heavy rain and rising waters sweeping through Guadalcanal and Savo Islands have caused at least 8 fatalities, with 8 others missing as bridges were swept away and houses destroyed. Over 70 rural residents have been forced to evacuate to the capital city of Honiara. The government has sent teams and boats to evacuate the damage in flooded areas and to initiate relief work. Many thanks to the government for their timely aid. We send our prayers for the welfare and soon recovery of the Solomon Islanders to their normal lives. May grave events such as these soon lessen with our swift transition to noble and uplifting lifestyles.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
European Commission provides development support to Ethiopia. An agreement for a €251 million donation was signed primarily to aid the African nation in developing her road infrastructure, as well as to fund projects that improve Ethiopia's forest management. The grant will also fund the Productive Safety Net Program, or PSNP, to assist the more than 8 million individuals each year who are currently without sufficient food. Heaven smiles on your generous contributions to ensure the well-being of brethren in need, European Commission. With care such as yours, surely the Ethiopian people will flourish in health and abundance.
Muammar Gaddafi, elected head of African Union. In a ceremony held in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi accepted the gavel from the outgoing chairman of the Union, Tanzanian President Jakaya Kikwete. In his inauguration speech, the new chairman highlighted aspects of his long-held goal to achieve a unified Africa. Congratulations, Colonel Gaddafi, on your new role. May your leadership serve the noble interests of all African Union members.
Meat products recalled for possible contamination. Following the discovery of tainting by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service, a Wisconsin-based meat processing company in the United States ordered the immediate recall of around 3,600 pounds of meat products that may have been infected with Listeria monocytogenes, a potentially lethal pathogen. In Canada's Alberta province, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency also recalled two prepackaged brands of submarine sandwiches for possible listeria, warning the public not to eat them. And yet another meat processing plant came under investigation after the Canadian agency found deli meats that tested positive for listeria. US and Canadian Food Inspection Agencies, we thank you for shedding light on the dangers of meat consumption. Let us all acquire peace of mind by adopting the compassionate and healthful vegan lifestyle.
Chinese farmer infected with bird flu. A 21-year-old farmer who had contact with infected poultry has contracted the H5N1 strain of bird flu. Thankfully, after being hospitalized, she is in stable condition and recovering. There have been 7 other reported cases of the illness already in 2009 in China, 5 of which were fatal, and experts warn that if not controlled, the virus may soon be more easily transmitted between people. We are grateful to hear of the farmer's improving situation. With heaven's grace, may such illness soon become a thing of the past, as we quickly take action to switch to the noble and nutritious plant-based diet.
Alternative living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org. Save Our Planet, UK to launch Biofuel Research Institute. Founded by Britain's Science Minister Lord Drayson, the Sustainable Bioenergy Centre seeks to develop viable biofuel energy resources for the nation. $38.3 million has been allotted for the centre's leading scientists to conduct research with a focus on second generation biofuels, meaning those derived from biomass, not food crops, and thus not contributing to food shortages. A green hats off, United Kingdom, Minister Lord Drayson and colleagues at the Sustainable Bioenergy Centre. We look forward to seeing more of these clean fuels that consider both people and the environment.
Save Our Planet. Arable land increases by over threefold in Tibet. According to Tibet Autonomous Region Bureau of Statistics, the area suitable for growing vegetables has expanded 3.3 times since 1996. This is due in part to the government's help in implementing greenhouses to overcome the challenging climatic conditions, with many of the greenhouses also sustainably solar-powered. 85% of the demand for vegetables is now being met locally, and nutrition has improved significantly, especially for the children. We laud your efforts, Tibet, on your fruitful results in healthy vegetable planting. May your innovative growing practices continue to prosper as more and more people turn toward the plant-based, eco-friendly diet.
Save Our Planet, environmental website launched. A new US-based website for the environment, Mother Nature Network at MNN.com, strives to provide dependable eco-news for a diversity of readers. The site offers a range of multimedia content, particularly video, and features 8 main channels for subjects ranging from transportation to lifestyle. What a wonderful eco-initiative. Best wishes to the founders and staff of Mother Nature Network for much success in your goal of bringing more thoughtful, greater awareness to all.
Save Our Planet. Indian state steps up organic farming. The Ministry of Agriculture and Consumer Affairs of West Bengal State in India has announced plans for organic cultivation of at least 20% of the region's arable land by 2012. State officials have also requested the national government to provide subsidies for biofertilizers that are being used in place of conventional chemicals. West Bengal also plans to increase productivity by transforming waste areas in certain districts into productive arable land. A green thumbs up West Bengal to promote earth-friendly organic agriculture that is also beneficial to our health. May this project bring the reward of engaging in a natural way of farming that enables our lands to be restored to its original life-sustaining state. In an interview with journalist Miss Andrea Bonney, published in Irish Independent newspaper on December 17, 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai explained the benefits of organic farming.
Organic foods and products are grown and handled according to strict sustainable procedures with limited chemical input or no chemical input at all. Organic food also GM-free. Organic farming reduces toxic farming runoff and pollutants that contaminate our water, soil and air. So organic farming is healthier for farm workers, surrounding communities as well, and for natural wildlife. Now the EPA considers 60% of all herbicides, weed killers, or 90% of all fungicides. That means mold killers, and 30% of all insecticides, that means insect killers, are potentially cancer-causing for human and animal, of course. Organic farming keeps harmful chemicals and pesticides out of the food that we eat and the beverage that we drink. And it's easy, it's simple, cost and water effective, and it's ecologically, economically sound.
Save Our Planet. State Representative Mike Phillips of Montana, USA, introduces a bill to protect and conserve the last free-roaming wild buffalo herd in the country.
Save Our Planet. The Worldwide Fund for Nature, or WWF, launches a Green Spring Festival environmental campaign in China during the Lunar New Year with a website, www.20to20.org, offering eco-friendly and energy-saving tips.
Save Our Planet. Scientists at Cambridge University in the UK have invented an affordable light bulb that lasts 60 years and can reduce energy use by 75%.
Two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
Ju and I are both vegan.
We'd like to share a tip with you on protecting your home during icy temperatures.
Sometimes the weather stays cold for so long that plumbing pipes freeze.
Some ways to prevent this are to put insulation around the pipes that are exposed near exterior walls and to keep your home thermostat set to at least 13 degrees Celsius.
Another idea is to open the cupboard doors below any sinks in your home to let the heat reach the pipes during the chilly times.
Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for your attention. And here's the weather around our beautiful globe.
In world news, Pakistan honors Chinese ambassador. President Asif Ali Zardari of Pakistan presented the Hilal E. Quaid Iazam Medal to Chinese Ambassador Louis Xiaohui, also called the Crescent of the Great Leader. It is Pakistan's highest civil honor. The award was presented in recognition of Ambassador Louis' contribution to the development of bilateral relations between the two countries. A citation read out during the occasion stated, "He is a good friend of Pakistan. With his understanding of the South Asian affairs, he was instrumental in promoting Pakistan-China relations." Congratulations, Your Excellency Ambassador Louis Xiaohui, on receiving this prestigious award. May nations reach out to each other in the spirit of friendship and peace.
In cultural news, World Heritage listings for six Iranian sites. United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, announced its intentions to confer World Heritage listings to six Iranian monuments in recognition of the country's efforts to preserve, restore and share information with the public about the sites. The following are to receive certification: Chogha, Zanbil, Ziggurat, Naqsh-e-Jahan Square, Takht-e-Suleiman, Basagrad, Sultanie Dome, and the collection of historic churches of St. Thaddeus, St. Stephanus, and Zordzor. Congratulations, Iran, for the recognition bestowed upon these precious sites of the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. May your country continue to prosper under Allah's love and grace. Up next on Noteworthy News, students in Rwanda receive educational material from humanitarian organization CHF International. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Stay tuned for more excellent news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, giving news for a charitable world. In education news, Rwandan children receive school materials from an international nonprofit. Humanitarian aid organization CHF International has donated educational supplies to 34,000 primary and secondary school students in need. The contribution came in the form of exercise books, pens and pencils, calculators, shoes, school uniforms, and school fees. Many thanks CHF International for delivering necessary educational material to the youth of Rwanda. May all people grow and prosper under the loving guidance of the Providence.
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Three Wishes.
A man was somehow lost in the desert and he was very hungry and thirsty. Suddenly he stepped on something and when he looked down he saw it's a lamp. He took it up into his hand and just examined it a little bit. Accidentally he rubbed the lamp and a genie came out. The genie bowed to him and said, "You are my master. I can grant you three wishes." The man was startled at first, but so he thought, "Oh, this is a true thing. The genie exists after all." He was very hungry, so he said, "Well, if I could have a sandwich and a bottle of water, that would be very nice." Immediately, a sandwich and a bottle of water appeared in front of him. The man sat down and enjoyed it very much. Afterward, he still feel a little thirsty and hungry. So the genie asked him, "What about another two wishes?" So the man said to him, "Could I have another two sandwiches and another two bottles of water, please?"
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Television, many thanks for your wonderful books and kind words that you sent to us here at Viva and the VVF, or Vegetarian and Vegan Foundation. It was a very kind gesture and we really appreciate you taking the time to think of us. Your dogs look gorgeous. Best wishes and thanks again. Julie, Directors PA, Viva and Vegetarian and Vegan Foundation, Bristol, United Kingdom, www.viva.org.uk.
Shining Julie, our gratitude to you and all of the other dedicated people that are working on behalf of the innocent animals. Wouldn't it be wonderful if very soon we enter a new era of respect and love between humanity and our well-wishers, the animals. We also think Supreme Master Ching Hai's dog friends are simply beautiful. With heaven's grace and love.
Supreme Master Ching Hai said, "Hello and best wishes for the Lunar New Year. God bless your noble work." Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you be ever more inspired by the wondrous celestial symphony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Thailand donates $10,000 to Jamaica's mustard seed communities, benefiting children with HIV/AIDS as well as repairing facilities damaged by Tropical Storm Gustav.
To foster better care for displaced persons, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees hosts a simulated camp for world leaders and CEOs at the Davos Summit in Switzerland.
Sweden's Lund University Hospital works in cooperation with the Vietnam National Hospital of Pediatrics to improve medical care for children with cancer in Ho Lạc, Vietnam.
The Immunization Plus Days campaign begins its mission to bring polio and other vaccinations to 800,000 children in the Sokoto state of northern Nigeria.
Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Iraqi President Jalal Talabani sign a Japan-Iraq partnership accord to strengthen their relations in areas of economy and energy.
In Honduras, a team of 38 American doctors and nurses are assisted by local Salvation Army officers and ministers in offering medical treatment to about 3,000 people.
The United Nations offers support to the new Somali government in developing effective security and national reconciliation.
US President Barack Obama speaks with the leaders of Australia and Colombia for the first time, discussing the global economy and furthered relations with both countries.
China donates office equipment such as computers and photocopy machines to assist the Republic of Congo as the nation prepares for its presidential election in July.
After surgeons in Missouri, USA, successfully repaired the elbow of classically trained violinist Ken Wahlberg, Mr. Wahlberg performs a concert for the hospital in gratitude. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.